This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Many state legislatures convened the first week of this year, and some surprise elections for leadership have come about. In Ohio, moderately conservative Republican Jason Stevens, with the help of the Democratic Party, snatched the coveted Ohio Speaker of the House job last Tuesday from a far-right lawmaker who had already been selected Speaker in a non-official party vote. In the surprise upset, Stevens, who pledged to stop far-right policies and act as a full moderate, was elected Speaker. After November elections, legislators meet in party caucuses and nominate a slate of leaders, including Speaker of the House. Just a few weeks ago at party caucuses, the GOP, in a vote only of its members, selected the hard right-wing State Representative Derek Marin. But when the full legislature convened, the actual vote included all lawmakers. After the November caucuses, Ohio's moderate Stevens decided to fight, and he worked in collaboration with Democrats. Ohio Democratic Minority Leader Allison Russo said her discussions with the moderate Republican candidate were productive and allowed her Democratic caucus to put all of their support, all 32 of their votes, behind Stevens. Former Missoula lawmaker Brad Cheetah, who lost his recent bid for a seat in the state Senate, has been hired by the All-Republican Public Service Commission as its second executive director. The commission is a five-member elected body that regulates monopoly utility companies in the energy, telecommunications, and waste disposal industries. Originally formed to provide oversight of railroad companies, the agency is charged with balancing the interests of captive Montana energy ratepayers with the financial profit-making of monopoly utilities, namely Northwestern Energy. Cheetah is a pro-Trump Republican who has perpetuated lies of election fraud. He spearheaded efforts to audit Missoula County's election systems in 2020 and 2021. The audits showed clean elections. As PSC executive director, Cheetah will be paid an annual salary of up to $105,000 plus a generous benefits package. The Montana Office of Public Instruction wants to add a penalty for teachers who violate sex education requirements. The agency is trying to find a legislator in this year's Montana legislative session to carry a bill to punish a teacher who fails to give parents and guardians advance notice of human sexuality instruction. As proposed by OPI, educators who don't alert parents within 48 hours of related lessons or events would be subject to a gross neglect of duty penalty. OPI is the agency that oversees Montana public schools. In the proposed legislation, OPI requests the addition of a violations section to the notification to parents and guardians. The new language adds administrative penalties for educators like a reprimand, suspension, license revocation, or denial of a teaching certificate, which is required by Montana law. A bill that passed in 2021 defined human sexuality instruction as including a long list of items like human sexual anatomy, intimate relationships, gender identity, contraception, and other subjects. The law applies not just to teaching, but to otherwise providing information about human sexuality. In the new and added language, OPI also requests that schools provide parental notice when students, not just educators and administrators, offer human sexuality materials in curriculum or at an event or assembly. Superintendent Micah Hill of Kalispell Public Schools said the legislation is based on a manufactured crisis in education that isn't applicable in Montana, and as such, is an overreach on the part of the legislature. Unless it's challenged, he said the law might be something schools live with. He said administrators such as himself aren't heavily affected, but the legislation has shifted a burden onto teachers. For example, he said an English teacher presenting Romeo and Juliet now wants to know if the lesson requires advance notice. There's a love scene in the play. Does that constitute sex education? And he said government instructors also teach a mock Congress and request that students present draft bills. Since abortion is a hot topic, he said, a student may want to present a mock bill to restrict abortion in Montana. Where does that put the teacher? Hill asked. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.